live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, a man in his 60s has suffered burns following a gas explosion at his home in Raphoe this morning. A Donegal deputy believes those responsible for the recent burglary of the Letchermack Award post office and shop are capitalising on the low number of Gardaí serving the county. An application has been made to dig up a grave as part of an investigation into the disappearance of Castledare teenager Arlene Arkinson. And the public are being warned not to underestimate the severity of the beast from the east. Those stories to follow in full plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin coming up at about 5:15. But first in news, a family in Boncrana had a lucky escape after their tumble dryer caught fire over the weekend. The family of four were alerted by their smoke alarm in the early hours of Saturday morning and managed to escape the property unharmed. A fire appliance attended the scene, however the house has been extensively damaged. Speaking on the 9 till noon show today, Dawn stressed the importance of having a working smoke alarm.
It's a normal Friday night. Me and my husband were watching a movie. We went to bed approximately around 11:30. There was some clothes in the tumble dryer. He went out and checked them. They were actually dry. And we went to bed. Everything was grand. And the fire alarms went off. Then at around, I think it was around 3:30, the fire alarms went off. My husband jumped out of bed and ran downstairs. He was met by smoke then coming down the stairs and shouted at me to get the two girls out of the house. And then that's it. Basically got the two girls out of the house, rang the fire brigade, and that was it. The house was ablaze, as they say. The smoke alarms woke us pretty quickly, which we were able to get the fire brigade out pretty quickly before, it took a good hold on the place. Like, if it makes anybody, just even 10 people, to check their smoke alarms and make sure they're working, because they actually saved our lives. My dog was actually stuck in the house, and we couldn't get back in for him. They actually saved the dog from the fire, and I just can't thank them enough, each and every one of them. And I know they'd just been there called, so they were probably knackered in the tavern, so they were probably exhausted, but just my sincere thank you and them for the amazing job they do, put their own life at risk, even for the likes of an animal.
A man in his 60s has suffered burns following a gas explosion at his home in Raphoe this morning. Just before 5 to 9, the alarm was raised following the explosion in the kitchen of the two-storey semi-detached property in the Garta Quigley area of the town. Trish Lafferty has more details.
At 8:53 a.m, the Northern Ireland Fire and Rescue Service received a call to a gas explosion at the property in Raphoe. The Donegal Fire Service, along with two appliances from Strabane, attended the scene and isolated gas and electricity supplies. A man in his 60s was treated at the scene by ambulance personnel for burns and then taken to hospital, while a woman was treated at the scene for shock.
The public are being warned not to underestimate the severity of the beast from the east. People have been buying extra supplies ahead of the predicted temperature drop and forecast for continuous snow. A status orange warning is in place for several eastern counties, while a yellow weather alert is due to come into effect for southern and midland counties this evening. However, the worst of the weather isn't due to hit until Thursday. Sean Hogan, chair of the National Emergency Coordination Group, says we should know more tomorrow.
There's a good degree of uncertainty about that. We have the combination. We're fairly certain there will be snow, fairly certain there will be wind. When you put those together into blizzard conditions, it's the impact that will have will be the uncertainty. And we hope, things will become a little bit clearer, the timings and things tomorrow. But obviously we are urging everybody to use the opportunity in between to plan ahead and to plan.
A Donegal deputy believes those responsible for the recent burglary of the Letchermack Award post office and shop are capitalising on the low number of Gardaí serving the county. Deputy Pat the Cope Gallagher says the growing menace of rural robberies needs to be eliminated, and this can only be done through vigilance from the public. A quantity of cigarettes and a sum of money were stolen from the premises in Letchermack Award during the early hours of yesterday morning. Deputy Gallagher is calling again for an increase in Garda numbers for Donegal.
I have spoken with the commissioner responsible for the region, and I believe that Donegal need more Gardaí. The numbers have dropped by 101 or 21% over the last number of years, while the government, through their spin machine, keep confirming the number of extra recruits coming out of Templemore, but we haven't seen any of those at all. So I do believe, while those who are responsible for these acts, they realise that the Gardaí can't be at every corner 24 hours a day, and they'll take these risks. So hopefully the Commissioner and the Minister for Justice will take this seriously and now discriminate in favour of Donegal when the next recruits are qualifying in Templemore.
And indeed, the low number of Gardaí in the county, and with more of these incidents happening, it is leaving the community living in fear.
There's no doubt about that. Go to any house in rural Ireland now, particularly during the winter, the doors are locked from the early evening. People are fearful, and I don't want to scaremonger, but in this day and age, and we're listening to the National Development Plan and the billions that's floating around, the very least we can do as public representatives and the government is to make sure that our people are not living in fear. It's most unfair, and in addition to that, those who are breaking into premises, that makes it more difficult for those to get insurance.
Meanwhile, plans to reduce the opening hours of the Donegal Town Garda station has been heavily criticised. The station is currently open to the public on a 24-hour basis. However, the superintendent plans to reduce opening hours. If the proposed plans are sanctioned, the station would open from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. and 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Monday to Saturday, and from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Sunday. Donegal Deputy Pierce Doherty says more investment is needed to ensure Garda stations in the county are adequately resourced.
This is one of our largest towns in the county, and if we're going to allow Donegal Town to be downgraded, then what hope is there for any other part of the county? We've already seen too many Garda stations close. We've seen too many being reduced in hours. We know the difficulties that many people have in rural areas being able to contact the Garda and the Garda station. And now we have a station which is 24 hours being talked about being reduced to a 6 hour per day service Monday to Saturday, with a reduced service again on Sunday. And this is something, as a public representative representing that area, that I can simply not accept.
And is this a decision that the Chief Superintendent can take himself, or does the government have to give the go-ahead for it?
No, this is an issue in terms of Garda management, but remember that at the end of the day, Garda management has to deal with the hand that it is given. So therefore, if the government don't provide the resources to the Garda, then they have to make difficult choices and difficult decisions. So that's why I've written both to Garda management and to the Minister for Justice that we need a two-pronged approach here. We need the government to release the resources, particularly into rural and peripheral areas where, you know, investment needs to be made into the Garda squad, into patrol cars, entertaining offices and keeping the Garda stations open. But also in terms of the decision that is, you know, at the end of the day, down to Garda management, that this is the wrong decision, that we shouldn't be allowing a Garda station, which has operated on that basis for many, many years, to go down to a very, very curtailed service. And this is something that will affect, in my view, crime in the area. And it's an area that is very, very busy, particularly at the weekends, and you won't have a Garda station open.
Almost €900,000 in funding has been earmarked for local improvement schemes in Donegal. It's part of a national allocation of €10 million under LIS, announced by Minister Michael Ring today. Donal Kavanagh has more.
The funding will allow for the repair and improvement of small roads and laneways leading to local people's homes and businesses that are not under the normal maintenance of the local authorities. In a statement, Minister Joe McHugh said the money will go towards servicing over 4,800 kilometres of rural roads in the county. The Department of Rural and Community Development will contribute up to 90% of the funding through local authorities, with the remaining contribution coming from local residents or local authorities in the case of roads leading to public amenities. Local authorities will be informed of their allocations today and will be asked to revert with details of their improvement projects to the Department of Rural and Community Development by the 23rd of next month.
The PSNI have arrested a 27-year-old man on suspicion of murder after three people were killed in a house fire in County Fermanagh. Firefighters were called to the blaze at a detached bungalow on the Dune Road in Derry Lynn at around 7:15 this morning. A suspect was detained at the scene and transferred to hospital for treatment before being arrested. DUP leader Arlene Foster is MLA for the area.
It's so devastating to hear that a number of members of the family have been killed in a terrible, terrible way. And my thoughts and prayers are, of course, with the family, with the community out there in Derrylin, who I'm sure will rally around at this very difficult time.
There are calls on the council to make extra gritting resources available for areas in rural Donegal which are not on the current winter gritting routes. In a recent statement, the local authority have said that it's not feasible to grit 100% of the road network with the resources available. As an alternative, Councillor Adrian Glacken has suggested that a grit supply be made available on roads and lanes in rural areas where requested. He says it's important to be proactive instead of reactive.
That if they go together, they could contact their local councillor and say, listen, if we get grits disposed at the end of the road, that they'll be able to do it together themselves and spread it. So it's sort of a case now being proactive rather than reactive and having a system in place where the councillors can contact the local road supervisors who know the roads inside out, and they can leave grit out in areas that are, if requested, to get spread about. So it takes a bit of the pressure off the council, and you know where people are ringing to get roads gritted, but it can't be done. So perhaps, you know, if the grit's left there, that they'll be able to spread it and keep the roads passable.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure's massive golf sale. Now on at Station Roundabout, Letterkenny.
It's now 13 minutes past five. Time for the latest sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. Starting with Gaelic games, and the Ulster Schools O'Doherty Cup final took place this afternoon in Gervahey's 4G pitch. Letterkenny's Colostia Alley, they faced Ballybay Community College of Monaghan, and it was a good result for Colostia Alley. They won today's game. This final score was Colostia Alley 3-12, Ballybay 2-10. So Colostia Alley are the Ulster Schools O'Doherty Cup champions. So well done to them. Elsewhere, GAA President John Horan has appointed chairpersons to the GAA's central committees for 2018 to 2021, with the North West well represented in these appointments. From Tyrone, Kieran McLaughlin has been appointed chairperson of Games Development, Seamus Woods as chairperson of the Post Primary Schools Council, and Adrian O'Kane as the Code of Best Practice and Conduct Appeals Panel chairperson. The Donegal representatives are Sean Dunyan, who is now chairperson of IT, Niall Erskine, he chairs the World GAA Committee, and Derry's David Hassan, he will head the Standing Committee on Playing Rules. Moving on to rugby, and Chris Farrell is unlikely to play for Ireland again in this season's Six Nations. The Munster centre suffered ligament damage when twisting his knee during Ireland's open training session at the Aviva this morning. Farrell put on a man of the match performance in his Six Nations debut against Wales last Saturday, and having missed the win over Wales, Joe Smith says both Ian Henderson and Tadhg Furlong, they should train next week ahead of the visit of Scotland. Neither Jonathan Sexton nor Conor Murray trained fully today, but Smith's confident that both will be fine for the visit of Scotland. On the concession of three tries against the Welsh, Smith has defended his defence coach Andy Farrell and says the players didn't work to their plan.
I think if you look back at the game, sometimes one guy's doing this and one guy's doing that. You know, there were very clear images that people know what we should be doing, and I think some of that is exuberance and somebody trying to make sure that they're contributing in a positive manner. But, you know, any enthusiasm has to be tempered with just intelligence on the pitch, because teams are too good.
And Alton Delan has been released from international duty to travel with the Connacht squad to South Africa. The lock is among a squad of 25 that heads to Bloemfontein for their Pro 14 meeting with the Cheetahs. Moving on to soccer in the Airtricity League, Derry City will look to end a run of back-to-back defeats when they travel to Dalymount to face unbeaten Bohemians tonight. The Candy Stripes are bottom of the table after their opening two games and could do with a good result. Derry will be missing defenders, or short of defenders tonight, as Armin Agovic, Conor McDermott and Gavin Pearce missed the trip to Dublin due to injury. Forward John Coffey is also ruled out. Chris Turner and Niall Logue, they could make their debuts at Dalymount. And Bohemians, who have drawn 1 and 1-1, are expected to recall Keith Ward and Kevin Devaney after injury. Kickoff in Dublin is 7:45. At the same time, Dundalk are another side looking for their first win of the campaign. Stephen Kenny's side welcome Limerick to Oriel Park this evening. Yeah, and other news that the route to the Champions League group stages will be even narrower for the SSE or Tricity League winners. UEFA have changed the qualification rules to guarantee the top four sides from Spain, England, Germany and Italy places in the group stages. The top two in France and Russia are also guaranteed group spots. That leaves the League of Ireland champions as one of 41 sides competing for just four group stages places via the Champions route. And UEFA have also scrapped the traditional 7:45 kickoff time for the Champions League matches. From next season, games will instead be staggered each evening, starting between 5:55 and 8 o'clock. On the field tonight, in the place in the FA Cup sixth round is on offer at the Liberty Stadium. Swansea and Sheffield Wednesday go at it again, with a home tie against either Spurs or Rochdale waiting the winners. Kickoff on that one's at 8:05. In the Championship tonight, Sheffield United will end tonight in the Championship playoff places with a win away to Reading, while fellow strugglers Hull and Barnsley, they meet at the KCOM. And up in the Scottish Premiership, Hearts, they play Kilmarnock, and St Johnstone, they host second place Rangers, who with a victory can close to within 6 points of Celtic. In the Irish Premiership tonight, Ards play Ballymena, Carrick Rangers, they play Dungannon and Swifts, Glentoran play Warren Point, and fourth place Linfield, they host third place Glenavon. In other news, Hibernian boss Neil Lennon says he expected to be charged by the Scottish Football Association. He's been served with a notice of complaint for alleged misconduct after criticising match officials following Saturday's draw at Kilmarnock. Lennon was sent to stands after disagreeing with a penalty being awarded against him, and he claimed the refereeing standard in Scotland is at Mickey Mouse level. And former Manchester City and Arsenal midfielder Samir Nasri has been banned for 6 months after breaking anti-doping rules. While on loan to Sevilla, but still technically a Manchester City player, he went to Los Angeles and hired a local medical company to put him on a drip. They posted about the infusion on social media, but the dose was above the allowed limit. That led to an investigation and Nasri's subsequent ban. Finally, for this evening in snooker, Ciarán Doherty is a frame away from a first round exit at the Welsh Open. He trails Matthew Stevens by 3-1, with the first to four progressing to a second round tie with Scott Donaldson. It hasn't been a good day for the Irish in Cardiff, as Josh Ballou and Leo Fernandes both were beaten by Luca Brazil and Sam Craigie respectively. This evening, Jared Green, he's in action, he's up against Sean Murphy. That's all your sport for this evening. The next sport here in Highland will be after the 8 o'clock news tomorrow morning. For the moment, back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. An application has been made to dig up a grave as part of an investigation into the disappearance of Castlederg teenager Arlene Arkinson. The 15-year-old disappeared in 1994 after attending a disco in Bundoran. She had last been seen in the company of convicted child killer Robert Howard. Her body has never been found. According to BBC News, barrister Ronan Daly told a preliminary hearing that there is currently an application for the exhumation of a grave in relation to inquiries. Gail Conway reports.
BBC News is also reporting that barrister Ronan Daly told the hearing that a Danish woman may have further information to give to investigators. The Garda's Missing Persons Bureau was told the Irish Embassy in Copenhagen had been contacted with alleged information about Arlene. According to BBC News, Mr. Daly says that person essentially indicated that she had some information in relation to the death, and she was asked to email the details to the Missing Persons Bureau, but preferred to hand deliver to the Irish Embassy at Copenhagen. The Arkinson's family barrister Ivor McAteer said the information was tenuous. Mr. Daly also said 63 new documents about the disappearance had become available for disclosure, but may have some read across to previously disclosed items.
There's growing concern over what's been described as an alarming increase in residents being tormented in their own homes in Strabane. It follows reports of young people pelting homes with eggs, muck and stones and hurling verbal abuse at local residents. On Sunday night last, a woman was driving through Ballycommon Avenue with a young child when a crash barrier was thrown in front of her car. When she got out of the vehicle to investigate, a group of young teenagers threw muck and stones at her, leaving the mother and child in a very distressed state. West Tyrone MLA Michaela Boyle says people are effectively living in fear.
We've been having reports of these type of incidents throughout the town. It seems to be a bit sporadic. Not sure if it's the same youth involved in all of the areas, but over a number of areas this has happened where individuals have had and families have been tormented and tortured with eggs being pelted at their homes, muck and stones being thrown at their home. And some of these incidents that have been reported are almost bordering on harassment to families who are fearful for coming out of their homes in the
Donegal. Members of the Irish Hotels Federation are expressing concern at the impact of Brexit on wedding business from Northern Ireland. The Federation's AGM is continuing in County Cavan, with the impact of Brexit high on the agenda. Owen Corey, the editor of Travel Extra, says the drop in value of sterling since the Brexit vote passed is already hitting hotels in Donegal and the border counties.
There's no doubt that Brexit is looming very, very large over us. The border counties, especially Donegal, would have seen wedding business seriously affected. The free fall that sterling has gone through has hiked up the cost of a wedding in Donegal versus the other side of the border by about 20%. There are 22,000 people getting married in the north every year, and quite a lot of that wedding business spills into the border county hotels. They're talking to quite a few of them yesterday. They're fretting a little bit about it. Which way is this going? They need a bit of leadership down in Westminster, and they need a bit of some sort of clue as to what's going to happen next, because it's quite clear the British politicians are just talking to themselves at this stage. But what the hoteliers are saying is wedding business would largely sustain a lot of those hotels in border counties. They need to know what's happening in the coming years, because you don't just phone on Friday for a wedding the following Saturday. It's something that takes a bit of a lead in time, and they're fretting a little bit about that.
The Irish Blood Transfusion Service is warning that clinics in Donegal this week are crucial in maintaining a healthy supply, as eastern clinics are set to be affected by the bad weather. There are a number of clinics happening in the county, with the first getting underway in the Abbey Hotel in Donegal Town this evening at 6:30. Operation Director with the Irish Blood Transfusion Service, Paul McKinney, says they are particularly looking for O negative. He's urging anyone who can attend to do so.
We are very worried that we are going to lose quite a number of our clinics on the eastern side of the country. We have organised 3 clinics today, tomorrow and on Thursday night, and we're asking for support from the people of Donegal Town and Killybegs and the surrounding areas, please, to attend those clinics, as we urgently need those donations because we feel that the national blood supply may well come under severe pressure.
And for weather now, a very cold and breezy day with some scattered wintry showers. Highest temperatures of 3 or 4 degrees, but feeling colder in fresh northeast winds. It will be very cold tonight with a severe frost developing. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, a family in Boncrana had a lucky escape after the tumble dryer caught fire over the weekend. The family of 4 were alerted by their smoke alarm in the early hours of Saturday morning and managed to escape the property unharmed. A Donegal deputy believes those responsible for the recent burglary of the Letchermark Award post office and shop are capitalising on the low number of Gardaí serving the county. Deputy Pat the Cope Gallagher says the growing menace of rural robberies needs to be eliminated, and this can only be done through vigilance from the public. A man in his 60s has suffered burns following a gas explosion at his home in Raphoe this morning. Just before 5 to 9, the alarm was raised following the explosion in the kitchen of the 2-storey semi-detached property in the Gart O'Quigley area of the town. And an application has been made to dig up a grave as part of an investigation into the disappearance of Castlederg teenager Arlene Arkinson. The 15-year-old disappeared in 1994 after attending a disco in Bundoran. She had last been seen in the company of convicted child killer Robert Howard. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website at highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notices for this Tuesday evening, February the 27th.
The death has taken place at Altnagalvin Hospital of Myra Edwards, Naoimh McGinley, 18 Park Road, Strabane. Remains are reposing at her home tonight from 8 o'clock. Funeral leaving her home on Thursday morning at 25 past 9 for Requiem Mass in the Sacred Heart Church, Derry Road at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, police to the Foyle Hospice, Kerv Quigley Funeral Directors, 1A Newton Place, Strabane. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has occurred of Dimpna Lynch, Naoimh McCusker, 66 Kevlin Gardens, Oma. Dimpna's remains will repose at her late home from 6 o'clock this evening. Funeral from her late home on Thursday morning at 9:30 for Requiem Mass at 10 o'clock in the Sacred Heart Church, Oma. Interment afterwards in St Mary's Cemetery, Drumragh. The death has taken place at Altnagalvin Hospital of Leo Gill, formerly of McGinn Avenue, Buncrana. Funeral leaving his home for High Street, Derry on Thursday morning at 9:20, going to St Eugene's Cathedral for Requiem Mass at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in St Mary's Cemetery, Cockhill, Buncrana. House private from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has taken place at Letterkenny University Hospital of John Martin, Coal Hill, Newton Cunningham. Remains are reposing at his residence from 6 o'clock this evening. Requiem Mass in All Saints Church, Newton Cunningham at 1 o'clock on Thursday afternoon, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. Inquiries to Charlie McLafferty, Churchill and Letterkenny. The death has occurred at the Southwest Acute Hospital Enniskillen of Bridget O'Connor, Naoimh McCafferty, Tonagorm, Legs, Beleek, County Fermanagh. Removal from the Gran Abbey Nursing Home this evening at 5:30, going to St Michael's Church, Maleek via Bow Island, arriving at 7 o'clock. Mass of the Resurrection tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Family home private at all times. Inquiries to Patsy McCauley, Funeral Director, Beleek, County Fermanagh. And the sudden death has occurred at Letterkenny University Hospital of Robert Britton, Corcraigan, Dunfanaghy and formerly Glasgow. His remains will repose overnight at St Junan's Cathedral, Letterkenny for Requiem Mass at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, followed by cremation in Lakelands Crematorium, Cavan at 2 o'clock. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desire to ICU, Letterkenny University Hospital, Care Pascal Blake, Funeral Directors, Stony Arch, New Line Road, Letterkenny.